Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Samech in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha Beis. The Mishnah said that if you have a Zeis, which is important, if you start the harvest, and then he forgot about it, so then there is Shechecha. Because once he started, that means he already forgot about it. And the Mishnah also said that if you one of the important Zeisim, the Don Shechecha, is if it has zaisim in the amount of sasaim, two seyes. It has a very big amount, it's not considered to be fruits, it's considered to be a godish, considered to be a pile. So we're starting now the Gemara and the Samach Amud Aleph and the two dats in the middle of the Amud. And the Gemara says, Haim yesh boi sasaim v'shochechoi, einu shichecho. The Mishnah told us, if there is sasaim and he forgot it, then there's no shichecho. And our Mishnah said that if you started the harvest, so then there is shechecha. Says the Gemara, lo yalado itrat, elado kadmaiso. Well, we said that if you started, then there's no shechecha. It's not referring to the case of the two seyes, because two seyes has nothing to do with importance if you forgot or you're thinking about it or not. Two seyes means if there's too many fruits over here, it's a pile and not a single fruit. So even if you start the harvest, as long as you have your two seyes, there's no shechecha. So where do we say that if you start the harvest, so then from here on there is shechecha? So the Gemara says, "Kozai sheyesh lo shem basode, kezai sanetoyfe b'shaitoy." Anything that has a special name, like zai sanetoyfe, like these olives, in that time that you had oil dripping out of it, v'shechecha, you forgot about it, ain't a shechecha. It's not going to be shechecha. On this we said that if you start the harvest, so from now on, there is shechecha, because once you start dealing with it, so it's not anymore so important for you, and then a person will forget it. But if there's two seyes, and he forgot it, there's no shechecha, even though he started the harvest. That's how Reb Chaim explains the sugyo with the girsa that we have. It says the one calls one sheyesh lo tachtov yesh lo b'roisho. So we saw in the Mishnah that if there is still olives in the bottom, so then, even though he finished the top of the tree and he forgot some olives on the top, it's not shechecha because you'll come back to take it. And then Ramir said that if you use the stick called machboy to hit the tree, so from here on, there's no whatever is left on the tree, there is shechecha. Says the Gemara, potolo trein pitrin. There's two ways to explain Ramir. One way to explain it is to say like this. The Mishnah says, kozman sheyesh lo tachtov, yesh lo b'roisho. Meaning, as long as there are olives at the bottom, so then even though the top there's olives, there's no shechecha over there. Mashma, but if there's no olives on the bottom, meaning he finished not only the top, but he reached already the bottom and took out the olives, so then there is shechecha on the top. Now we're holding the Samech Amud Beis. Says the one, now what is Rameir saying? Rameir says, no. If you use the machboy, if you use this stick called a machboy, so from here on, then you have shechecha. Mashma only once you use the machboy. But koidim lachen, but before you use the machboy, even though there's no olives in the bottom, there's still no shechecha on the top. Because Ramir is coming to be mekel. Ramir says, there's no shechecha yet. Even though the person harvests the top of the tree, he harvests the bottom of the tree, there's still no shechecha until he doesn't take the machboy to hit the tree. That's one way to understand what Ramir is coming to do. He's coming to be mekel on Tanakam. Another way to explain the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Kozman sheyesh lo tachtov, yesh lo b'roisho. Meaning that as long as you have olives in the bottom, you don't have no shechecha on the top. Comes Rameir and says, no. Hilcho ha-machboy, if the machboy hit the tree, afalpi, using the gears of the goin that Chaim Kanevsky brings, afalpi sheyesh lo tachtov, ein lo b'roisho. Meaning Rameir is coming to be machmer. Tanakhama said that as long as you have olives in the bottom, you don't have shechecha on the top. Rameir said, even if you do have olives in the bottom, but if he hit the tree with a machboy, at least hit the top of the tree, from here on there is shechecha on the top, even though there's still olives in the bottom. So two ways to understand is Rameir coming to be mekel to say that even though there's no olives until he did not hit the tree, so there's no shechecha, or he's coming to be machmer and to say that if he hit the tree, at least the top of the tree, there is shechecha, even though there's still olives on the bottom, not like Tanakhama that says that as long as there are olives on the bottom, there's no shechecha. So the more time, Mishum B'Shamay, Mishyaniach et ha-karkor ve-gomroy Meaning, B'chamai, they called the stick that hits the tree, what Rameir called Machpoy, they call Karkar. And they say when he put the Karkar and he finished, when he hit the tree with the Karkar, so Reze Ein Lo B'Roisho, so he doesn't have on top Shechecho. Meaning, B'chamai clearly saying, like the other second side by Rameir, that they're coming to be Machpoy. Once he hit the tree, even though he still has olives in the bottom, there is shechicha on top. Now the Gemara just goes to explain a little bit what is this stick that we're talking about. That's the name of the stick. That's the one that you hit with at the tree. And that's what B'chamai called karkar. And why did Ramir call them machboy? So the Gemara explains, Omar Avo shum mishayir et ha-machbuyim. He brings out all the hidden olives. And machboy is lashon hiding. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Udu'u uri'u kol machboyim sheyischa b'shom." Talk about Shaul looking for David. It says, "Look where David is. Look for all the places where he's hiding." So you see, the machboyim is a place where a person hides. It's lo shon nichbo. He is hiding in some place. So what this machboy, the Ramir says, the stick, what it does is it brings out all the hidden olives. When a person hits the tree hard, all the hidden olives comes out. And Emile, that's what Ramir says, once he did that, so from here on, he gives up on whatever's on the tree, and whatever is left there is considered to be shechicha going forward. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Samech.